You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Giants fans. Welcome back to Big Blue View Radio. My name is Brian. I am not one of the normal folks you hear on these podcasts, but I am involved. I am an editor and producer behind the scenes for the Big Blue View podcasts. And today I'm going to bring you some of the quotes from the postgame press conference and the locker room after the Giants' victory over the Colts. First up, we are going to hear from Julian Love.
You've seen a lot of bad times in this stadium. How fun was it at the end of the game just to hear the chants for Daniel and the way the crowd was at the end of the game?
It's exciting. I think I told somebody earlier, that's, I feel like, the story of this year. Obviously, guys have played way better. Guys have played complimentary football. But the fans, I mean, if you look at those early games at home, the fans were so in it. I've never been a part of that where fans have been so passionate. And to see the crowd pack this game, yeah, they were loud. And so it was just a perfect way to end it out at home.
Was there a point in time where you realized, you know, hey, this year might really be different?
Week one, when we beat Tennessee away, no one, and those were the first bunch of games, no one had us winning anything. All offseason, all you hear is just talk and people talking down on us. But we knew who we had, and that just kickstarted our energy for the whole season and realized that in those critical situations, we could come out on top. And so, yeah, from the very jump.
Up next, we're going to hear from Saquon Barkley.
I asked you the other day about, you know, what it would mean to you to make the playoffs. You said it's, you know, everyone's dream to make the playoffs in the NFL. I'm wondering what you think now afterwards that you actually did make the playoffs. How special is that to you, knowing what you guys went through the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's real special. It's a huge accomplishment. You got to give credit to all the guys from OTAs coming in every single day with the right mindset, with the right work ethic. You got to give credit to the coaches. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, no one, just be honest, no one – besides the men and women in that facility gave us a chance to accomplish this, and we just stuck to the script, kept believing in each other, and, you know, gave us the opportunity, and we did it. So, but at the end of the day, still got next week to get ready for, and you want to make it to the playoff, but it's not like, I mean, making the playoff is not like you won a Super Bowl. You gave yourself a chance to compete for the Super Bowl. So just another step ahead, and we just got to keep working.
You've been in a lot of games here. Did this one feel different from start to finish? I mean, it was a rout, first of all, and, you know, it was like a party, and where the fans were, did it feel like, well, I haven't really experienced this before.
Yeah, it was fun. You could feel the energy just driving here from the fans. We challenged the fans, the coaches, the captains, the team, and they showed up. They showed up, man. They were loud, made a lot of noise, and created the energy that we needed, and we were able to win the game because of them.
Can you talk a little bit about Daniel Jones?
I mean, I feel like I've been saying it all year. He's a heck of a player, heck of a quarterback. I think it really showed, not just today, but the whole season. And I'm just happy for him, you know, hearing his name getting chanted. You know, it's a beautiful thing. And you can finally see he's starting to get the respect that he earns. I know everyone, you know, want to be a big critic of him and say this and say that, but he gave us the opportunity to play playoff football, and he locked it in today. When we needed him most, he came up and made big plays.
Here is some from Coach Dable's session.
Coach, you seem like Daniel put this team on his shoulders today, put his legs, his arm. Yeah. Talk about, obviously, what you saw from him and how big he came up in his big moment.
Yeah, played well. Very efficient in the passing game. You know, used his legs well. He's done that all year, though. I mean, I've seen it all year from him.
Challenging career to this point Daniel has. Can you talk about what this moment kind of means for him?
I think that'd be a good question for him. He's a pretty level-headed guy, so I don't want to speak for him.
You seemed especially pleased with that.
Because I thought he earned it.
What was the moment like for you when you got the Gatorade bath and kind of gave the crowd a fist pump there?
It was sticky and wet. It was good excitement, obviously. You work hard in this business to try to give yourself a chance to play, extra innings or more games. So we have done that, but that's, put ourselves in a position to compete more than just one other game. So excitement, sure, definitely.
Coach, what does it mean for you? What does it mean for the program to make the playoffs in the first year?
I don't know. I'm just happy we won this game, and, am I excited? Certainly I'm excited, but, I think you just got to stick with the process that got you here. Got to get ready to play another game, and, the playoffs are a different breed. They're one and done, but we still got one more game before we get to those, so that's what we'll stick with that. The players will have off tomorrow and what's tomorrow, Monday? Yeah, Monday and Tuesday, and they'll be back on Wednesday. So usually we don't give that at all, but I had Daniel break down the team, so he basically gave it to everybody without talking to me. But so I said, turn the music back down. Okay, we'll go with what Daniel said.
What was it like in the locker room after you see these players? They're happy. They're excited.
Yeah. Absolutely. You work with these guys every day. A lot of them are my kids' ages, so and some of them have had some challenging times here. I'm extremely happy for the players first and foremost, but the staff, the trainers, ownership, the coaches. But our goal is never just to it'll never be just to make the playoffs. That'll never be just our goal.
And last but not least, we have got the man of the hour, the quarterback for the Giants, Daniel Jones.
Congratulations on the win today and making the playoffs. Can you talk about, just the feeling when you guys realized you put the game away just on the sideline? What was that feeling like for you guys?
That was a special moment. A lot of guys who've put in a lot of work. We've been through some, certainly some tougher times, and feels good to be on this side of it for sure. So special moment with those guys. Really proud of this team, proud of what we did today. Grateful to be a part of it.
Daniel, is this sort of a relieving feeling? I mean, you've been here for 4 years and now finally going through the postseason. Is this a relief?
I think it's just exciting. I think, like I said, we've been through some tough times, and to be on this side of it, is a lot of fun. So a lot of hard work's gone into it from a lot of different people. And like I said, I'm grateful for my teammates, grateful for this organization, and looking forward to a lot of work ahead.
Daniel, did you know ahead of time that you were going to come out at that point after that first down?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Sent you back out there for that drive, and then two plays later, Tyrod comes in, and that was the first you learned of that your day was over?
I think they said it might come in this drive. We might take you out, but I wasn't sure what the situation was or how that was going to work out.
What was your reaction to the reaction that you got when you came off the field? It was obviously a very warm standing ovation.
I'm really appreciative, grateful. Our fans have been tremendous all year. They supported us today. They came out, brought a lot of energy. The whole game, we felt it and fed off it the whole game. And grateful, really appreciative of their support for me, personally, and for our team.
All right, well, that does it for this short little podcast. If you haven't already, check out our live reaction show with Chris and Nick that went up earlier today. Valentine's Views will be here tomorrow. Stay locked in to Big Blue View for all your Giants needs. Take care.